Fax 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. It's the most intense day of fighting between Israel and Hezbollah since the Gaza war began. Israel today has struck more than 300 targets in Lebanon. ABC's Jordana Miller has more from Jerusalem.
Lebanon reporting over 100 dead, dozens injured. The IDF calling on Lebanese civilians to leave buildings, even towns where Hezbollah is operating, sending that message by text, in recorded calls and radio announcements. Thousands of Lebanese getting in their cars, fleeing north towards Beirut.
The Middle East expected to be a major topic this week at the UN General Assembly. Vice President Kamala Harris said she'll deliver an economic speech this week. Polls show former President Trump more trusted to handle the economy. In key swing states, a set of New York Times Siena College polls found Trump slightly leading Harris in Arizona and the two about evenly matched in North Carolina. There's a bipartisan spending deal in place that would avoid a government shutdown. This is ABC News.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
This is Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. It was a busy weekend for politics here in Wisconsin. Friday, Democratic presidential nominee and Vice President Kamala Harris was in Madison. She filled the Alliant Energy Center to capacity with more than 10,000 people. Saturday, Republican Senate candidate Eric Hovde held a few events. And also Saturday, Senator Tammy Baldwin held an event in Richland Center with Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro. Meanwhile, Senator Tammy Baldwin has introduced a bill to help businesses who rely on a cold, snowy winter when we don't exactly get one. We had a mild winter last season, slowing down tourism. Seven counties across northern Wisconsin lost an approximate $6.5 million. And because of climate change, it's likely these warmer winters will happen more and more. The Winter Recreation Small Business Recovery Act would help small businesses qualify for disaster relief when they don't have the weather they need to thrive. And here's what you need to know closer to home. It's official. Madison's new bus rapid transit system is officially up and running. Yesterday was its first day. There were some hiccups, short delays to be expected on day one, though, right? But on Sundays, they only offer 30-minute service all the way from the Sun Prairie Park and Ride to Junction Road on Madison's west side. Today is the very first day of 15-minute service. Remember, you need a fast fare card to use any of the new BRT stations. And if you're in your car, keep an eye out for those red bus-only lanes. And we have a silver alert to tell you about. The Dane County Sheriff's Office is looking for Timothy James Campbell. He was last seen leaving his group home in the town of Roxbury Saturday night. Deputies say he left on foot and he has a history of walking to the Sauk City Lodi area. But he needs medication that he doesn't have with him and he's at risk of a medical emergency. He's white with gray hair and a short goatee. He has blue eyes and stands about 5'8". If you think you see him, call the Dane County Sheriff's Office. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
Green Bay wins back-to-back games with a backup quarterback. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. For the second straight week, Malik Willis guided the Packers to victory, a 30-14 win over his former team, Tennessee. Head coach Matt LaFleur said Willis has come up big for Green Bay.
That is the number one job of the quarterback, take care of the football, and he's done a great job of not putting it in harm's way. And quite frankly, that's allowed us and given us confidence to open some of the things up, to come out and throw a pass on the first play of the game, anticipating they'd be geared up for a run, you know, and to get that big explosion play to Jay Reed, I thought really set us off.
Starting quarterback Jordan Love, who practiced last week, has missed two games with an MCL sprain but could return this week. Next up, the Packers play the Minnesota Vikings on Sunday. The Brewers made an impressive comeback, its largest in 20 years, by rallying from down 8-0 in the third inning to win 10-9 over Arizona on Sunday. Next up, three games on the road in Pittsburgh before finishing the regular season with the Mets at home. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Civic Media Sports.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 70 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the northeast at around 5 to 10. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop down to 49. Tomorrow, a few sprinkles in the morning. Otherwise, partly cloudy with a high of 71. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 48.
Gordy here from the Mad Radio Morning Show. When you text us at Civic Media, our text line is sponsored by Rocket Industrial in Madison, chosen by 80% of Fortune 500 manufacturers in the United States that want to package with less. RocketIndustrial.com.
Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds. Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business cycle. Their clients rely on them to manage their assets through the fluctuations of market cycles, and they strive to outperform over the long term. For information, visit wiscap.com.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, this is Aaron, Todd's producer. Next time, Todd's going to be back from Tuesdays in Monroe, and he's going to walk us through Vice President Harris' stop in Madison, as well as any other weekend news. Tune in.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matt Nair on air.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Keep on running, cause the winner don't quit on themselves.
Make your final 20-second pitch. If I've got you right now on a commercial to the world, to every Republican in America, why should they vote for Harris?
Well, I think what I've said, that first of all, if you're a Republican, to me, this is the only way to save the Republican Party. And secondly, Trump is unfit, unqualified. I mean, 20 of his former cabinet people came out and said he's not fit for office and should never be in the Oval Office again. How much more do you need?
Amen.
Who was that?
That was just a voter that Joe Walsh was interviewing on his podcast.
Okay.
It is 7 minutes after the hour. I'm Jody Hamilton sitting in for Stephanie Miller on The Stephanie Miller Show with the lovely and talented Chris Lavoie.
Hello.
Who just got back from Durham. How was the show?
The show was great. Rocky Mountain Mike was great. John Pavlovitz was great.
And that's how he pronounced his last name?
Yeah.
Okay. Because it's people pronounce it differently.
The crowd was great.
Yay.
Yeah, Durham was beautiful.
It's a beautiful town.
Yeah, a friend of mine drove up from Charlotte, and he showed me around. Like, he went to UNC Chapel Hill.
Oh, okay.
So we drove around Duke. We drove around Chapel Hill. We went to have barbecue one night. It was great.
Nice.
Yeah.
How southern of you.
It was very nice.
It's very southern.
Yes.
Did you have grits?
Did not have grits.
No grits?
No.
That's disappointing.
Yeah. Yeah, no, we went to this German restaurant for breakfast on Saturday morning.
Oh, nice.
That was really good.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it was outdoors and the weather was beautiful.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's starting to get hot here again.
Well, it was hot there. It was like in the mid to upper 80s there.
And it's humider.
It wasn't that humid. I've been in a lot more humid.
Well, New York in July.
Yeah, and I guess it rained overnight, Saturday night, Sunday morning.
Here?
No, there.
Oh, there.
Yeah.
There's a little drizzle when I left work on Friday.
Okay.
Just a slight...
Okay.
Little drizzle.
Yeah.
So, yes, that was Joe Walsh interviewing yet another Republican voter who is voting for Kamala Harris because she's not stupid.
Right.
We need to make sure that more people get out and vote.
Yeah.
You know, make sure you're registered. Make sure you have the right ID, yada, yada. I'm ad infinitum. I'm repeating myself constantly. This is interesting, though. Congress has announced a short-term spending deal. After Speaker Johnson finally dropped the SAVE Act, which was supposed to basically prevent non-citizens from registering to vote, which is already a thing.
Yep.
They're not allowed to vote.
Yep.
It's you have to be a citizen of these United States to vote in federal elections. Now, granted, some local municipalities are allowing people that are non-citizens to vote for local stuff, but not federally.
Right.
That's still
not
against the law.
Exactly.
And anybody that's undocumented is not going to risk his or her life and freedom to vote in an election where they could get thrown in jail for 5 years and have a fine of a lot
of deported
money. Or deported. Yeah. That's the other thing that they're terrified of. That's why they are hiding out.
Sure.
So it's insane. So the deal includes an additional $233 million to help the Secret Service, which they need, which is part of the reason things have been not well for over a decade.
Right.
The new head of the Secret Service, after the second attempt, and I use that in quotes, of Donald, said at a press conference, he says, we have been underfunded for more than a decade. So it's not Joe Biden's fault. It's not even Donald Trump's fault. It's so many different Congress's fault, because they're the ones that allocate the money. So I'm glad that they're getting additional money, because everybody needs to be protected.
Yeah.
Even Donald. Yeah. I want him alive so that he can lose and then go to prison for the rest of his short life.
Yes.
That's what I prefer. So the timeline of the deal allows Congress to sidestep a shutdown. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
But people are really upset in the GOP.
Well, of course. I'm sure Trump isn't happy at all.
No. But, you know.
Has he trothed about it?
He's trothed about so many things, and he's boring. You know. He says, Chuck Schumer said, while I'm pleased bipartisan negotiations quickly led to a government funding agreement free of cuts and poison pills, the same agreement could have been done 2 weeks ago. You think? Instead, Johnson chose to follow the MAGA way and wasted precious time. And he is absolutely right. And people, the MAGA people, are very upset with Speaker Johnson right now, because Johnson is doing the right thing. Because if the government were shut down, and we are paying attention more than we ever did before when it comes to this stuff. Like, remember in 2013 when they shut it down and people wanted to blame Obama and the Congress was trying to blame him? It's like, but people weren't paying attention like we are now.
Right.
With this sort of
Republicans are in charge of the House right now.
Exactly.
And it would have hurt Republicans had the government shut down, because it would have shut down right before the election. And that would have affected the election.
It would. In a bad way for them.
Exactly.
So at least they're sort of thinking wisely. And the SAVE Act is a dumb.
Well, they're thinking wisely for their own party.
Well, for themselves.
Right.
I mean, it's certainly selfish. It's not for us.
Right.
It's not for your Social Security.
Right.
It's not for your Medicare. It's not for
and kicking
Park
the can
heaven.
Down the road is not effective governing.
No, it's not. CRs are really bad governance. But at least we're good through December. So that's better than it could have been. And hopefully in November, when they are all kicked out.
Great, we're having a lame duck Congress decide our budget.
Our budget, yay, that's fun. But at least at that point, we'll know who is in, who's gotten voted back in and who is not. And they will have some of them that will have been voted out of office will have no Fs to give. Mm-hmm. And we'll be like, yes, let's fund the government. Because who knows?
Yeah.
I'm glad that that's happening. And like I said, the SAVE Act is bull. It's just bull. And there are certain people coming out and saying, oh, why don't the Democrats want to vote for, you know, fair elections and people that can vote? I'm doing my worst Jim Comer. Well, because it's already a thing. It's already illegal. And for them to just, it's stupid. And they were adding other stuff to it. And it's just like, hi, you want to fund the government? I don't like Matt Gaetz.
No.
But I agree with him when it comes to, hi, this bill should be about this.
Yeah.
That bill should be about
totally.
That. You shouldn't put things into a bill that have nothing to do with what the bill is really about.
Democrats love to do that, too. And
I know. Both sides do it.
I take them to task every time they try and do that.
Now, when you put things into a bill that has nothing to do with what the bill is really about, you're trying to kill it.
Yeah.
And I, as much as I loathe Matt Gaetz, and I hope he gets arrested soon because of the whole thing, he's right when it comes to... It's a spending bill. Why have a voting rights thing?
Exactly.
A voting rights bill shouldn't have spending in it, or gun legislation. These should all be separate bills. And so one thing I agree with that wide-foreheaded alleged rapist and sex trafficker.
You could show Lawrence of Arabia on his forehead and still have some room left over.
Yeah.
It's a widescreen movie.
Or Gravity, because wasn't that an IMAX movie?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm thinking a Cinerama movie, like it's a mad world.
There you go.
Yeah.
I mean, he does. It's like bangs are your friend, Matt. Bangs. Seriously, I have a high forehead. Trust me.
What? Then he would look like Herman Munster if he had bangs.
Well, no, Munster didn't have bangs. Didn't he have like a high head?
He had bangs.
Oh, yeah, he had, but they were short bangs.
Uh-huh. Yeah, but he would look like Herman Munster.
Not as attractive as Herman Munster.
Fred Gwynne was not a looker.
He wasn't, but he was very funny.
Yes, he was.
He was very funny,
especially in
My Cousin Vinny. He was very, you two utes. He was very, very funny. So speaking of voting, so Nebraska Republicans may change the law from where they separate their votes.
Their electoral votes.
Their electoral votes, because there are two.
Right.
And well, there are five, I believe, but two go, one goes to the other, and then there's three more that can go based on the county voting.
Yeah.
So they're thinking of changing it right now. So a Republican nominee is speaking to the state legislatures in a second attempt to usher a bill through the legislature that would change the state's vote allocation and take away Vice President Harris's chance to win one of the state's five votes.
Yep.
Nebraska and Maine are the only states that do not follow the winner-take-all system.
Right.
Nebraska, two of the five votes are awarded to the candidate who wins the most votes statewide. The other three go to the winners of each of the state's congressional districts.
Yeah. So they've tried to do this before, but the thing that has stopped them every time and what will probably stop them this time is that Maine has always threatened to change their system as well. And Maine would go to a Democrat, which would completely cancel out what Nebraska is trying to do.
Right.
So that's probably what's going to happen.
Well, what this is saying is Maine is now out of the picture. There's no longer the opportunity for Maine to make the same change because it's too late.
Okay.
Which could have neutralized the effect of Nebraska putting an additional electoral vote. Maine House Majority Leader Maureen Terry said if Nebraska acts on changing its system, Maine will do the same and take away the electoral vote that he won when he created. But now Maine doesn't have the ability to change their electoral vote system because it takes 90 days for legislation to go into effect after it's been enacted by the Maine legislature, which could be too late for the December 17th meeting of the Electoral College.
Okay.
So
Nebraska is thinking of changing their entire system that they've had for
ever.
A very long time, just for one election.
And remember in 2020...
That's politically expedient.
Mm. And remember in 2020, the Republicans were complaining about mail-in voting because of the first in 100-year pandemic?
Yep.
So people could actually vote. And so everybody was upset that Pennsylvania changed their rules, California changed their rules. A lot of states went, nope, everybody can vote absentee. And the Republicans were upset. Now Nebraska is trying to do it even closer to the election.
Yep.
Because the pandemic for us started in March of 2020. So people were like, okay, we've got to figure this out. They had months to figure this out. This is a minute before the election. And so the GOP in Nebraska is being the GOP.
Yep.
And so it's annoying to say the least. Mm-hmm. And I am hoping that it doesn't happen. But if it does, then Nebraska, you got some working to do. Nebraska Dems, you've got to get those two votes.
Well, they know it. They know it.
Yeah. Well, Nick knows.
Yes.
So he's working on it, right?
Sure. Nick and Brady.
Nick and Brady are working on it.
Brady is his his old college roommate, and Brady
is more political.
Yeah.
All right. So Brady, it's on you.
Yeah.
You're the guy. You're it. The entire state is depending on you.
Yep.
The entire country is depending on you, Brady. And without you, I don't know what we're going to do at this point. But, yeah, so, I mean, I understand why they want to do it, because they want to steal votes from the lady. But it looks like North Carolina might be in her pocket now because of Mr. Robbins.
Uh-huh.
It's I'm sure those jokes were hilarious on Saturday.
Oh, well, yeah. We played Rocky Mountain Mike's
song,
yeah.
You hadn't heard it yet, had you?
I hadn't heard it yet, no.
It was good, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was good. Yeah.
It's very funny. It is very funny.
Yeah.
Wow, it's 18 minutes after the hour. We will be right back on The Stephanie Miller Show.
Doesn't anyone notice this? I feel like I'm taking crazy pills.
It's The Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, you've heard me talk about Chuck Norris. There's this video online of him hitting pads. He looks great. He's in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. Feels like he's really in his 50s. What's even more shocking is he's stronger, can work out longer, and has plenty of energy left over that helps keep him sharp and focused. You might be wondering how he's able to do all this. Well, he made simple change. Chuck uses Morning Kick, a refreshing drink designed to nourish your body, support gut health, boost energy, and feel youthful. I love it. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, this has been a game changer for me. If you want to feel better, gain energy, and enhance your overall well-being, go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. You get 40% off, and they have a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Text Stephanie to 511-511. Text fees may apply. Or go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in Stephanie one more time. That is roundhouseprovisions.com. Promo code Stephanie. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Roundhouseprovisions.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Save big money on everything for your next project at Menards. Transform your space with Mohawk Perfect Seal laminate flooring. Enjoy the look and feel of real hardwood. It's waterproof, wear and stain resistant, and easy to install. Mohawk Solutions laminate flooring is on sale now through September 29th. Visit Menards for all your flooring needs and check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals going on.
Save big money at Menards.
Listen to the John and Gordy Show weekdays right here on WMDX, sponsored by Verlo Mattress. Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted, locally made mattress. Find them on Madison's East and West Side or online at verlo.com.
The John and Gordy Show.
Fido's gone missing. No. Oh, no.
They're eating the dogs. They're eating the pets.
There have been no credible reports.
Well, I've seen people on television.
Let me just say, this is
the people on television saying my TV. Dog was taken.
We've got a text here. If Trump sees it on TV, it must be true. Sir, I checked with the chef, and they said it was 100% vegan.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Kamala Harris was so classy. What did you think of the debate? My friend and Milwaukee County Board Chairwoman Marcelia Nicholson.
As a woman of color, she ran a clinic on how to school a mediocre white man. And on the other end, you have Trump, who was angry and rattled and showed why he was unfit to be president.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Stephanie Miller.
It is 23 minutes after the hour on the Stephanie Miller Show. I'm Jody Hamilton with Chris Lavoie.
Hello.
Sitting in for Ms. Miller, who will be back tomorrow after her triumphant show in Durham, North Carolina. And she's got a show this weekend in Phoenix. So if you haven't gotten tickets yet,
it's going to be fun.
It's going to be loaded.
It's going to be warm, too.
It'll be, well, it's Phoenix.
Well, it's supposed to be unseasonably warm for this late in the season. It's like 104 for a high.
Ooh, that is warm. Yeah. But it's a dry heat.
Yes.
Hate. Hi, Anita in San Antonio. How are you?
Hi, Jody. I'm fine.
Good.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, if you find yourself agreeing with Matt Gaetz, there's probably a problem.
I agree with you on that.
Yeah, no. Chris is right. Democrats
what?
Can use
what?
It. Sometimes
you're not allowed to say that. Chris is right.
Oh, I'm sorry, Chris. Well, I'm wearing my Chris is right shirt today. But let's say, like, there's a defense appropriations bill. And the only way to get Republicans to agree to, like, increase, let's say, SNAP program or the WIC program is to put it in that defense appropriations bill, because that's the only thing they will vote for. When you're dealing with, it's not the perfect system. Right. When you're dealing with these Republicans who don't ever want to do anything that will benefit the American people,
right,
then sometimes you have to use that kind of tactic.
I understand.
It's not perfect.
I understand.
And they use, the Republicans abuse it and put in, like, horrible poison pills. But sometimes it's the only way we can get stuff done.
No, I agree with your argument, but I'm still against a bill should just be what it is. And
you'll never get Republicans to agree to increase spending on certain programs. That's what I'm saying.
No, I agree with that. I completely agree with that. But that's how bills get killed, too, that are also good bills. So it's like it's this weird dance that we go through. It's like you're either voting for it, because if we just had standalone bills, then you know who's voting for it and you know who's not. And then you can decide as a voter, do you like this person's policy agenda or not? Because when you combine these things, then you don't know what they're actually voting for.
Yeah, no, I see your point, but I think basically the best thing to do would be just to get rid of Republicans.
Well, there's that.
Well, I mean,
well, there is that, obviously.
I know you're going to have some Republicans, but when they're in the minority, a lot of times, it used to be, they would vote for things with Democrats more often, because now it's become so polarized because we're gerrymandered so much that these people, they will just, you know, block, you know, obstruct everything.
Yes.
That's so, I mean, I don't know what the best, you know, what we should do all, you know, about, but the system, that's the system we have right now. And sometimes it's the only thing, the only way we can get stuff, you know, through.
No, I understand your argument, and I agree with it. It's the same argument saying let's get rid of the filibuster, because if we get rid of the filibuster, then Republicans are going to get their agenda through,
right.
And then that's how people find out what their agenda is. Because
right.
if we cannot stop them from their agenda and things go through, then people realize, oh, maybe I shouldn't vote for them anymore.
Yeah.
So it's the same kind of argument. Oh, we need the filibuster. I don't have a problem with the filibuster as long as it's a standing filibuster and that you actually need 40 people against it, or 41 people against it, actually. 41 people have to be against something in order for the filibuster to be upheld, because then they're all putting their names and policies on the line.
Right.
And not just one guy sending an email saying, I'm going to filibuster this, because that's not Mr. Smith goes to Washington.
Right.
And that's not how it should be. The filibuster used to be 67 votes, and then it got down to 60 to overcome a filibuster. I have no problem with it as long as we do it the right way.
Yeah.
And as long as 41 people are on the floor of the Senate arguing against something, great. Do it.
Yeah.
You know, I have no problems. That's fine with me. But just one person being able to just send the majority leader an email saying, I'm going to hold up legislation because X, Y, Z, or it doesn't even have to say why. I'm just holding it up because I want to, is wrong. We got rid of the filibuster when it came to, Harry Reid did, when it came to federal judges and the Supreme Court.
Yeah.
So look what happened. We could have had a proper filibuster for the Supreme Court had we fought for that. 41 people could have said, no, I don't want Brett Kavanaugh. 41 people could have said, no, I don't want Amy Coney Barrett. It would have been much simpler. But we got rid of it completely, so there is no argument against it. It's a majority rule, which I'm also sort of for, because that's how this country is supposed to be.
Yeah.
But anyway, I think that the fact that legislation gets mucked up that doesn't need to be that mucky, like the continuing resolution was going to be mucky, I'm glad that they got it through, and now we have to get the proper Congress in. We need to give Kamala Harris 300 plus people in the House, and we need to give her 62 or 64 people in the Senate, and we can do it. I don't see why
we
can't
take over.
Yes, like FDR and LBJ, because they both had majorities, which is how their legislations got passed. Without majorities, she can't do anything. So we have to give her overwhelming majorities to overcome filibusters and rat effery that happens in the House. And without that, she'll be a failed president, and that's on us, and it's not on her. And with that note, it is 29 minutes after the hour. We'll be right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lawball Show.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
This is Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Studies show more than half of college students across America have used artificial intelligence. And that's not necessarily a bad thing. At first, it seemed like people were really worried about students plagiarizing and using the work of platforms like ChatGPT. But employers are asking colleges to get students familiar with the technology. They say they need it in the workforce. Students enrolled at Wisconsin's technical colleges this fall may take a course where AI is the star of the classroom. Officials say it could help produce a more robust pipeline of workers in the Badger State. Layla Merrifield, president of the Wisconsin Technical Colleges System.
Here in Wisconsin, we really have a structural workforce shortage, and our demographics are telling us that that will continue. And what we're seeing, it's really upskilling the workforce.
Merrifield says manufacturers are making it clear they want a workforce that knows how to use AI. And that's what you need to know here in Wisconsin. Now here's some news from closer to home. Some spots here in southwestern Wisconsin got more than 4 inches of rain over the weekend. According to some totals, overnight Saturday into Sunday, Sun Prairie got the second highest rainfall in the state at 4.3 inches. Maple Bluff got 4.1 and Cross Plains got 3.8. That impacted events all over the area. The Badger Challenge had to be canceled yesterday because of storms. It was set to kick off with a 100-mile bike ride. There was some damage along the route, and of course the rain continued the same time they were supposed to be on their bikes. On top of that, some paths flooded. The yearly event raises money for the UW Health Carbone Cancer Center. And the Willie Street Parade had to be postponed, too. The fair had to start a couple hours late because of the storms. Plus, Cheese Days in Monroe was impacted. They had to cancel their parade yesterday and start the whole thing a little late. Instead, some of the parade participants showed up in the afternoon. Luckily, they could get things back on track once the rain stopped. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 70 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the northeast at around 5 to 10. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop down to 49. Tomorrow, a few sprinkles in the morning, otherwise partly cloudy with a high of 71. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 48.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 11 till noon on the talk you can't ignore. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
Out here in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. And sometimes that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Trouble sleeping, your mind racing. So what do we do? We get help. There are people in our community who are here for us. Sometimes just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council. Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health, but you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Dr. Mara Carlin joins us. She's a former official with the Department of Defense. We're going to talk about NATO and the importance of Ukraine. Should be a great conversation. Don't miss it.
Matinair on Air. Weekday mornings at 11.
SAMHSA.gov.
Curse reception as well.
And now Donald Trump says that he would personally cast his vote in Florida, which is where he now lives, to support their extreme abortion ban, just like the one that is here in Georgia.
And
it is 34 minutes after the hour. I'm Jody Hamilton sitting in for Stephanie Miller with Chris Lavoie. That was Vice President Harris dealing with a very funny heckler.
Yeah.
Who, when she was saying about Donald voting for a six-week abortion ban in Florida, he yelled, "Felons can't vote," and brought the House down. And unfortunately, depending on the state where you are from, where your felony happened, unfortunately, the type of felony that he committed, he's allowed to vote in Florida.
Yep.
Because of what he did in New York.
Yep.
So, because it wasn't a violent crime. Right. It's not like what he did, what he's being accused of in D.C. or what he's being accused of in anywhere else. But that was a white-collar crime. So, unfortunately, he can still vote. But I love that the guy yelled that, because yeah. That was just, it was brilliant, you know? I mean, it was very, 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 very funny. So, good on you, audience. And I loved, she just grinned
yep.
from ear to ear. And had the exact right thing to say to this guy.
Absolutely.
Like, we'll deal with it at another time. That's a whole other conversation. Because, by the way, I think that whether you're a convicted felon or not, you should be able to vote. That's just me.
Yeah.
It's still your country, even if you're incarcerated. I don't – maybe lose it while you're incarcerated because that's a punishment.
After you've done your punishment or penance or whatever it is.
Whatever it is, then you can vote again. I have no problems with that. I think it's wrong to take people's franchise away just because they committed a crime.
Right.
And, I mean, felony used to be smoking pot. So, you know, I mean – those kinds of things, people still can't vote in certain states because they got busted for smoking weed
right.
at some point. Like Nevada, it used to be a felony to smoke weed or even have a seed on you.
Yeah.
You could drink all day long. You could gamble all day long. You could have sex with ladies for money all day long.
In some counties.
Some counties. But you couldn't smoke weed for the longest time there because that I guess they figured that was a bridge too far. You know, of all the things that you
sure.
can do in Nevada,
yeah.
that was the one thing they weren't willing to cross until recently. I think it's okay now, but
smoke pot.
I think it is okay.
Oh God, yeah,
yeah,
it's been like that for years
in Nevada.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, I've gone to a pot shop there.
Okay, so mm-hmm. all right.
Yeah, I went there. I went to a pot shop there in 2021.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right, yeah, because it was the first time I smoked the marijuana was in don't tell anybody 1984.
What
in Nevada?
Oh.
It was so illegal.
I smoked it in Virginia. It's probably a little more illegal there.
It was, I mean, it was
in high school.
Yeah, it was a felony then. I was in college, but it was a felony. I'm like, what am I doing? I'm going to get arrested and I'm going to prison, you know. I was high. What did I
know? We just went to the end of a dead-end road in the middle of the woods and smoked pot there.
It was adults that made me do it. Well, they didn't make me, but I was with a bunch of 20-year-olds.
I did it with Yates Jones. I'm naming him.
Yeah, there you go.
His name is Yates.
I did it with my friend Juju and my friend Greg.
Okay.
So, but yeah, no, I mean, I'm glad that I loved that heckler and he's accurate and all of that stuff. And so, you know, keep going. And it's everything. When I watch all of her rallies and Tim Walz's rallies, mm-hmm. people look happy.
Yeah, absolutely.
I just read something. I don't know if it's accurate because don't believe everything you read on Twitter. But people apparently that are leaving Donald Trump rallies within 15, 20 minutes. Some reporter in his most recent rally asked one of the people leaving. And the person said, no, I'm paid for 10 minutes.
Oh.
I don't know if it's accurate.
Yeah.
Don't know if it's accurate. I want to hear the audio of that before I really like say, ooh, that's happening. But we do know that they do put ads out. That has been proven.
It's been done in the past.
So... and it wouldn't surprise me if they pay, you know, people to come in for 10 minutes for the shot and then they split, you know, $50, $100, whatever it is, $50 probably tops for 10 minutes of work.
I think the Trump campaign has more pressing things to spend their money on, though.
You would think. But he loves crowd sizes.
Yeah,
that's
he does.
His thing.
Yep.
He's all about size.
Yeah.
He's all about ratings. He's all about how things look, not mm-hmm. how things are.
Yeah. It was interesting being in North Carolina because it's a battleground state.
Yes,
and so
it
you
is.
Get Trump ads right next to Kamala Harris ads.
On the TV?
Yeah, it was interesting to watch that. I've never seen a Trump ad on television before.
I haven't either.
Yeah, because we're in California. We're safely blue.
Yeah, that's the one thing that, because I don't watch local television anymore.
Yeah.
Really? Mm-hmm. And so the one thing I enjoy is not that. It's not having to deal with ads that are political.
Yeah.
I remember years ago, it was just like, because I watched all my children, local television. Mm-hmm. And during campaigns, even though we're a safe blue state, there will still be things going.
Well, we have proposition.
All the time.
Ads all the time. Ads for the proposition, pro and
and it's it's exhausting.
It is.
It's exhausting because they're...
But we're not, but this state is not big on presidential ads.
No, because it's a waste of money.
Yeah.
It's a waste of money for both sides at this point.
Yeah.
I mean, she is...
I mean, you know, maybe like Fresno and Bakers, they may get some ads, but in Los Angeles, it's way too expensive to purchase ads for something that's not worth it.
Yeah, L.A., San Francisco, Sacramento. Yeah.
San Diego.
Oh, San Diego's a little wishy, though. Isn't that a purpley kind of county?
If you go inland to Santee.
I have family in Santee.
I used to have family in Santee, too. They called it Clantee.
I do. I have family in Santee. It's a lovely little town.
That's a cute little
So Jim Jordan apparently wants to take Mike Johnson's job if the GOP loses the House. So Steve Scalise and Jim Jordan are going to take a run at being the GOP leader. Now, if you recall, during the debacle that was the speakership, the two times people tried to elect a speaker for the Republicans, it took forever for Mike Johnson to get the gig after McCarthy was booted out. So Jordan tried to do it before and just walked away because all of his most of his colleagues voted him down on every vote. So I don't know why he thinks he could get the leadership when he didn't get the speakership the last time.
Right.
It just makes... He's not likable. People
no,
don't
not.
Like him.
No.
And Steve Scalise isn't liked much more, but I think he's liked more than Jim Jordan. It just makes no sense to me that Jim Jordan even thinks he could get the leadership position at this point. It's like, dude.
Nobody likes you.
No, he's like the Ted Cruz of the House.
Yeah.
Kind of. He and Ted Cruz are really disliked by
everybody.
And Colin Allred is pushing ahead by at least 1 point right now in Texas.
Don't get happy.
No balloons. If I see a balloon, I'm coming to your house. I'm popping it, and I don't like popping balloons because it scares me.
It scares the cats, too.
It scares everybody.
Yeah.
Do you ever have one popped in your face when you were a kid?
Yeah.
It scares the crap
not,
out of me.
Yeah, it's not. Yeah,
I don't like balloons. I'm just, they like, I don't like fireworks.
Okay.
I don't like loud noises because I can actually hear. See, so there's that.
Okay.
As you notice...
I had to set up balloon arches in my first job in radio as a promotions assistant.
Wow.
Every week, had to set up a balloon arch. Yeah. So
I'm totally fine with balloons.
Yeah.
And then popping don't bother you?
No. It's annoying, but it's not, like, terrifying.
It scares me.
Okay.
It still does. It's a childhood trauma, I guess, I go back to. It's PTSD, I guess, from a little kid. I think it was two, maybe the first time one was popped in my face.
Okay.
So it happens.
Yeah.
You know, it happens. It's not like regular, you know, I don't have PTSD like people in combat. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that.
Right.
But, you know, little kids have trauma.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I think I was around 2 years old when that happened the first time. And I just was like, no, thank you. Please don't do that again.
Yeah.
Hi, Donna. You are the official travel agent for the show. Hi, Donna.
How are you?
I'm well.
Hey,
how are you?
Hi, Chris. Welcome back.
Thank you.
I hope everything went okay.
Everything went great.
Good. So I just wanted to remind people, we're down to the wire, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Two more traveling shows, and then we got one in L.A.
Yep.
And
Phoenix
I'm
this coming week.
L.A., Chris.
Oh, awesome. Yeah, we got Phoenix this coming weekend, and then in
Kansas City is October.
Yep, in 2 weeks.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And then in November, L.A., which I'll be... coming to, so I hope I can see some people.
And we have a listener hotel. And we have a listener hotel, too, correct?
Yes, we do, yes. It's the, oh gosh, I can't remember. It's on the website. So you can go to the website.
Go to sexyliberal.com.
And go to L.A., and the hotel is there, and I'll be staying there, and hopefully we'll have a little shindig going on or something.
Nice.
I don't know.
Is it the same one as the last L.A. show?
Not, unfortunately not, okay. But okay. It'll be just as nice.
Awesome.
I promise.
Awesome.
Or I don't promise anything.
Don't blame you.
I get in trouble if I promise. Uh-oh. But anyway, it'll be a lot of fun.
Yes, it will.
It'll be a lot of fun to see you guys. And I just wanted to say hi, and I'm glad the show went well. I saw photos of all my friends down there. So
it's the Style Hotel in downtown Los Angeles.
Nice.
STILE. That's okay. What it is. I'm looking at the website right now.
There we go. All right. Well, thank you, Donna. Have a wonderful day, okay?
All right, talk to you later.
Okay, thanks, Donna.
Bye.
Yeah, the official travel agent. Of the
she is our official travel agent, yes, for the Stephanie Miller Show.
She makes sure we get good hotels.
Yes, she does. And the Style is, I assume, close to the Orpheum. We're not far from there.
Yeah, because the Sexy Liberal Los Angeles show is at the Orpheum Theater in downtown Los Angeles for the very first time. It's an old historic theater.
It's a beautiful theater.
In downtown Los Angeles. You know, it's from the 20s. It was an old vaudeville theater old style.
It's a fantastic
theater. Broadway in downtown Los Angeles has a string of about 10 opulent movie palaces from the 1920s. And this is one of them.
It is. I've been there once to see Randy Rainbow years ago. Uh-huh. And it's just lovely.
And if you're familiar with American Idol, Hollywood Week used to be held there every year.
Yeah, it's a stunning theater, and it's comfortable. They have a nice bar.
Yes.
For those that want to partake, uh-huh, or have some club soda, up to you.
Yep, the Style Hotel is on Broadway. So
it's right there.
Yeah, it's right there.
It's right there. That's good to know. That's good to know. Heather in Nebraska, hi. Can you educate us on Nebraska?
Hey, Jody and Chris.
Hi.
Hello.
How are you?
We're well.
I love you guys.
Thank you.
I actually live in the Blue Dot District in Omaha.
Oh, in Omaha, yes.
Yeah. Yes, we are fighting extremely hard.
Yes.
For this not to happen.
And I've seen your blue dot signs. That's a thing in Omaha.
Yes, I was going to say. I have a blue dot sign in my yard. Everybody in my neighborhood, I swear, has a blue dot sign.
That's awesome.
The Republican side of things, now people are posting a red State of Nebraska sign in opposition to the blue dot signs, which drives me crazy.
Well, people vote, land doesn't vote.
Right.
So.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what I want to push today, is that people vote, get out and vote.
Yep.
In fact, Grandma Lindsey Graham was here last week.
Oh, no.
In Nebraska. Yes, trying to sway people to make these changes.
Mm-hmm.
And when you call his office to ask him why he was doing this, like to stay in your own state, stay in your own yard, you get a message stating that he doesn't have time to answer calls from outside of South Carolina, that he needs to pay attention to his constituents.
Right.
Yet he can come over here to Nebraska and campaign for this.
Yeah, just throw
but
a...
But we are working hard.
Throw a runza at him.
I want to know to get out and vote.
Throw a runza at him. Tell him to get out.
I will throw a runza.
Yes.
And if you haven't had a runza, need to have a runza.
I've had a runza. They're good. Yes. It's a Nebraska
They're
Hot
great.
Pocket.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
It's exactly.
Yeah.
They're better.
Yeah, they are better.
All right, guys.
Nice. All right. Thank you, Heather. Have a good day.
Thanks, Heather.
That's fantastic. I've never had one. So it's like a Hot Pocket?
Yeah, it's like a Hot Pocket. But it's got ground beef in it. It's got cabbage in it, but you can't really taste the cabbage because it's cooked all the way through.
Mm-hmm.
There are like cheeseburger versions. There are like Southwestern versions. Yeah, Italian versions. It's really good.
But it's a better pastry, I would imagine.
It's a better pastry. Yeah.
Because, a Hot Pocket.
Right.
I used to eat those all the time.
Yeah. No, it's a much better thing.
Interesting.
And
like a calzone.
Yeah. And Nebraska is also famous for cinnamon rolls with chili.
I don't know what to think about that. It's an odd combination of flavors.
I will have Nick explain it to you.
Because Lonnie would like that, because he has a tendency to eat dessert with his meal.
Okay.
And
you don't pour the chili on top of the cinnamon roll.
Right.
You eat the chili with the cinnamon roll.
That's a Lonnie thing.
Okay.
He'll like eat cake with whatever meal he's having.
Right.
And I look at that go, no. Dessert is the last part of the meal. Otherwise, I don't know I'm done eating.
Yeah.
That's where my brain chemistry is. It's like, because that was always like, you eat your food, and then you get your treat.
Sure.
And the treat is at the end of the food that you might not want to eat.
Okay.
But he and his mom are the same. She does the same. She's a dessert.
So you don't like kettle corn?
Kettle corn doesn't bother me.
Because that's savory and sweet.
I don't have a problem with savory and sweet.
Okay.
It's just there's dessert and then there's the meal. Those are two different things.
Okay.
Those are absolutely two different things. It is 49 minutes now after the hour. We'll be right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller,
a lovely girl who came from beyond the stars to spot in the sea.
Well, you've heard me talk about Chuck Norris. There's this video online of him hitting pads. He looks great. He's in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. Feels like he's really in his 50s. What's even more shocking is he's stronger, can work out longer, and has plenty of energy left over that helps keep him sharp and focused. You might be wondering how he's able to do all this. Well, he made simple change. Chuck uses Morning Kick, a refreshing drink designed to nourish your body, support gut health, boost energy, and feel youthful. I love it. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, this has been a game changer for me. If you want to feel better, gain energy, and enhance your overall well-being, go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. You get 40% off, and they have a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Text Stephanie to 511-511. Text fees may apply, or go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in Stephanie one more time. That is roundhouseprovisions.com. Promo code Stephanie. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. roundhouseprovisions.com.
Do not despair. We are here to save the world. Stephanie Miller, sexy liberal, save the world. Comedy tour. We're saving the world, and now you can watch from anywhere in the world. Saturday, August 17th, from Chicago's Vic Theater, a live pay-per-view event starring Stephanie Miller.
Mike Johnson from Ron Johnson. You're having a hard time telling your Johnsons apart, and Lauren Boebert can give you a hand.
John Fugelsang.
After the show, I will be in the lobby by the merch table signing Bibles.
Hal Sparks.
Obviously, thou shalt not steal. Trump was like, we got to get rid of some of these.
Don't like it. If I ever read the Bible and knew that was in there, I'd have stopped.
And comedy duo Frangela.
Y'all some of the nicest white people we have ever met. The black mama this country.
Yeah. Okay.
Special guests, Representative Jan Schakowsky and Jill Weinbank. $20.24 gets you live streaming of the comedy tour that is saving the world. All over the world. Starting at 9 o'clock Eastern, August 17th. Don't miss out. Enjoy sexy liberal from Chicago at home. Details and tickets at meathook.live/save the world.
Football season is back, and Gabriel the Promoter is ready to help you get the party started. Celebrate in style by booking a $100 round-trip party bus shuttle from Madison to Lambeau Field, complete with all-you-can-drink Miller Lite. Tickets to the game are not included. Don't miss out on the ultimate green and gold experience. Book your spot now. Brought to you by Gabriel Promotes and sponsored by Baldwin Street Grill. Call Gabriel the Promoter today, 414-944-1704, while spots are still available.
The green and gold tailgating, the frozen tundra. Lambeau Field has a legacy all its own, including where to build it. Residents on both sides of Green Bay argued for it. Officials wanted property with room for growth. In the end, 50 acres of farmland was purchased, but the address, Ashwaubenon. More bargaining, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Now, do you know the other reason leaders considered this annexation so important? Parking, beer sales, keeping the Packers in Green Bay? The answer coming up. The Green Bay City Stadium project moved quickly from there, and in less than a year, opened with a Packers-Bears game. It became Lambeau Field in 1965, following the death of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau. So did you guess why the land annexation was so important? It's all three, keeping the team in the city, parking, and beer sales. Ashwaubenon was dry at the time. Officials believe Packers fans wanted to be able to buy beer and could in Green Bay. This history makes it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Stephanie Miller.
What by now you realize?
It is 54 minutes after the hour on the Stephanie Miller Show. I'm Jody Hamilton sitting in for Ms. Miller with Mr. Lavoie.
Hello.
Who just got back from Durham in a great, fantastic show.
The Raleigh-Durham-Chapel Hill Triangle.
Wow. That sounds very fancy.
Yeah. It's a. They have a lot of colleges there, so it's a very smart area.
Yes.
They have Duke. They have UNC. They have.
I know people. I think I know people that went to Duke. I think I know people that went. Yes.
Duke is very fancy.
It's a very fancy
college. And the Koch brothers love to give money to Duke.
They do now. They didn't when my friends were going to school there. That was 40 years ago.
Duke is the beautiful campus.
It's beautiful. I mean, the whole country.
Yeah, we drove around the Duke campus, and it's just like, you know, Gothic architecture everywhere. It's so gorgeous.
Well, it's old school.
Uh-huh. Yep.
You know, and we don't really have a lot of that here. Speaking of North Carolina, hi, Larry from North Carolina.
How you doing this morning?
We're doing well. How are you?
Okay?
Yes, we can.
Yeah. Okay, good, Chris. Good to see Chris, too. What I wanted to say, and I'm a Democrat all my life because I believe in Democrat policies, but we've got a problem, and hopefully you guys can help me out with it because I see Donald Trump already as president because of the Georgia thing. If we don't figure out how to get around that thing that's going on in Georgia, they're going to throw it to the Congress, to the Supreme Court, and Donald Trump would be the winner.
Well, you know, the people in Georgia, including Republicans in Georgia, including the governor and the Secretary of State, are both very upset with what Georgia's trying to do with changing the rules. It is it's disconcerting to everybody that works there because they want people now to just hand count. I don't have a problem with hand counting, but you need to train people, and you need a lot more people to do a hand count than you do. You do the machine count, great, and then you have enough people to recount to make sure that that's an accurate. I have no problems with that, but you need to train people. They need to know what they're doing, and they don't have the kind of time because they've already started voting. I know some places started voting last Friday. I mean, voting has started in a lot of states. Yeah. And so for them.
Including Georgia.
Including Georgia.
I hope Jimmy Carter has cast his ballot.
I do, too.
I hope he has.
I do, too, because I want him to rest. He needs to go see his wife. I know he's hanging on to vote for Kamala Harris, and God bless him for it. But, yeah, what they're trying, the rat effery that they're trying to do down in Georgia, and it's not Raffensperger and it's not Kemp, which is strange. Because they're already trying to, you know, change laws anyway to make it easier. But there are three people on the board, the elections board, that are Republicans. And basically these three people are changing the rules at the last minute. Now, if they changed them months ago, then they could have had enough time to train people to do things. And I have no problem with hand counting. I think that's a good thing to make sure that people, you know, got their vote counted. I have no problems with that, which is what people do usually. There's usually a hand count in most states right after the machine count just to double check. But they're changing the rules so that they only hand count, and they're going to hand count this way, and they're going to hand count that way. And they're not training enough people, and that's going to be a problem on election night if we do not know. Now, if they're counting the votes as they come in, which they're not doing, because in Florida, of all places, as votes come in, they count them, which I think is what should happen, shouldn't it? Like, voting early is the point of it, is to get your vote in and counted so that it's done. So I don't understand any state that if you have early voting doesn't count each vote the moment it is cast. I don't understand, like, in Pennsylvania, remember the last election? They're like, oh, we don't count absentee ballots that came in 2 weeks ago until the day of. Why not? It seems like a waste.
What if they get lost in a fire?
Right. And you know you voted, but then boom.
Yep.
I say you count them as they
come. That's a big what if, but.
But, yeah. I mean, there are things that can happen like that, you know. And, I mean, did you see Succession?
No.
Oh, the last episodes. It's kind of that sort of scenario.
Okay.
Where ballots got stolen or something, and then boom, all of a sudden that state's votes don't count. So it is problematic. So hopefully Georgia will figure it out. And we'll be okay. All right, it's 58 minutes after the hour. We have Charlie Pierce coming up at the bottom of the next hour on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, this is Aaron, Todd's producer. Next time, Todd's going to be back from Cheese Days in Monroe, and he's going to walk us through Vice President Harris's stop in Madison, as well as any other weekend news. Tune in.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts. So we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road. Plus, IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The man accused of plotting to assassinate Republican nominee Donald Trump on a Florida golf course last